We are doing Netivot Shalom on Parshas Chayei Sara, page Kuf Memchet, and the topic is Vayosef Avram Vayikach Isha Ushma Keturah. Avram added, he took a wife whose name was Keturah. Vayosef Avram Vayikach Isha Ushma Keturah Vatelilot Ziman Vetyukshan Vetishpak Vetshuach. The pasuk says Avram took another wife whose name was Keturah, and she gave birth to him for Zimran and Yokshan and Yoshbak and Shuach. Hinei Parsha Zotuna Beyu. This parsha needs explanation. What did Avram need this for? God already told him, Yitzhak is going to be your offspring. Yitzhak alone is going to be your seed. So what does Avram need to take a second wife for? And especially, according to what it says later, the pasuk says that Avram gave them gifts, the children from his pilagshim. He had other women who he lived with. He gave them gifts. Vayishalchem al Yitzhak beno. He sent them from upon Yitzhak his son. V'togem yontan menuziel. The Targum says, V'talchinun meilu Yitzhak. He pushed them off from upon Yitzhak. Haynu shegiresh otam. He chased them away. V'im levasov gershem. And if ultimately he chased them away, he, so to speak, divorced them. L'shema yatzrich zot melechatchila. So what did he need this for to begin with? What did Avram take other wives for? And in the Medrash it says, praised is the person who does not go with the advice of the wicked. That's Avram, that he did not go with the advice, the thoughts of the nation that was scattered. He was in their generation. He did not go with their advice. So the Medrash continues. The verse says, praised is the person who did not go with the advice of the wicked and did not stand in the way of sin. Elo anshei Sodom. That's a reference to the people of Sodom. Shenemar bahem. It says about the people of Sodom, anshei Sodom reim b'chateim l'shem me'od. They were bad and very sinful to God. And Avram did not even stand in their midst. So, uvederech chateim lo amad, when the verse in the beginning of Tehillim says, praised is the person who does not go with the advice of the wicked, that means Avram did not go with the thought, the advice of the Dor HaPalaga. Uvederech chateim lo amad, he did not stand in the way of the sinners. Avram did not stand by Sodom. Uvmoshav leitzim lo yashav, he did not situate himself with the leitzim, ze Avimelech. That's a reference to Avimelech, shenemar hinei artzi lefanecha. Avimelech told Avram, my land is before you, wherever you want you could settle. Umein Avram lashevet imo, Avram refused to stay with him. Zabaton, he left him. That was a place for people who were not God-fearing. They were jokers. And like this, the Medrash over there learns that the whole first pasuk and the first psukim of Tehillim refer to Avram. Ad until the conclusion, everything he does is successful. The Medrash says, this is a reference to the children that Avram had from Keturah. Shenemar, the verse is, Vayosef Avram Vayikach Isha. Avram added, he took a wife whose name was Keturah. Vehainu, and that is, so to speak, the culmination. Shezo Hatzlacha Hagdola Biyoter Shel Avram Avinu. This was Avram Avinu's greatest success, that he takes a second wife after Sarah, has children that are not associated to him. What does that mean? Velechora davar mufla likro. And at first glance, it seems extraordinary to read davkal zes, specifically about this. The pasuk says this was a success. Specifically about this, we call vechol asher yaseh yatzliach. Whatever he does is successful. V'alo b'emshech ha-midrash ne'emar. But you see, in the continuation of the Medrash, it says, Zimran shayum zamrin avodah zarah. His son Zimran was called Zimran because they did zemer. They played songs, they played music for idols. Yokshan was called Yokshan shayum mekishin betof avodah zarah. They used to beat on a drum in honor of idols. V'ayinu shayu adukim biyoter b'avodah zarah. You see that they were very attached to idol worship. So what is this great success of Avram's that he marries Keturah and has children from Keturah, when the Medrash tells us these children were idol worshippers? And furthermore, I mean, he said, you know, Yitzhak was his main seed, so what's he marrying another woman for? And in the verse itself we have to take note, it says in the verse, Vayikach Isha Ushma Keturah. He took a wife, Her name was Keturah. Madua lo k'tiv v'yikach lo isha? Why doesn't it say like it says, usually he took for himself a wife? Kmo d'ch'tiv le'el gabei Sarah? Like it says earlier by Sarah, that he took Sarah to be for him, to be his wife. It says, v'yikach Avram v'nachor lahim nashim. Avram and Nachor took wives, and then it says, the name of Avram's wife was Sarah, the name of Nachor's wife was Milcah. V'chen tzrich biur, b'may d'ch'tiv v'yikach isha? We also need to explain what the verse says, that he took a woman. And later on it says, the children that he had from his pilagshim, seemingly indicating that he had pilagshim, not a wife. Chazal say that when it says ha-pilagshim, missing a yud, it's alluding to ketura, that he didn't have other wives. These children all came from ketura. That's what the Midrash says. Nimtza shaita pilegesh v'lo isa. So it seems like ketura was his pilegesh, not that she was his wife. And that's what the verse says in Chronicles. It says in Divrei Yamim, Uvnei Keturah Pilegesh Avraham, the sons of Keturah, who was Avram's Pilegesh, not his wife, V'yesh Lever HaStira B'zeh. So we have to clarify the contradiction here, that the Pasuk seems to say she was his wife, and then the Pasuk in Divrei Yamim says she was his Pilegesh, and Chazal say even here in the Torah, she's referred to as his Pilegesh. So we just enumerated a bunch of questions. And Bezrat Hashem, as we continue, see the answer throughout the week.